glad to see everyone here. So tonight we're just going to go after the reality of God. We're just going to allow the Lord to come and do whatever He wants. Right? We don't have a plan or anything. We'll just see what the Lord does tonight. God and out of the box. We're so used to having a certain way we come before God. And tonight I'd like for us to just step out of the box and do something different. Let's leave a room there that, hey, maybe God wants to do something different. Maybe God wants to speak to me today in a different way. Maybe He wants to come and touch me in a different way tonight. So I just ask for you guys to just leave room and let the Lord just stretch us, expand us. May He give us new encounters of His glory, new encounters with His face, that we would be forever changed. Because every time we come together, we look for a change, don't we? We don't want to stay the same when God touches us, right? We want to be different. Thank you, Lord. Lord, we honor you tonight. We honor you tonight, Jesus. Jesus, this night is all about you. This prayer is all about you. Right now, we just focus our attention upon you. We set our eyes upon you, laying aside everything that distracts, laying aside everything that tries to grab hold of our attention. We're saying, no, tonight, it's about you. It's about intimacy. Tonight it's about experiencing you. So we welcome you here. Holy Spirit, we welcome you here. We welcome you here, Holy Spirit. We ask you, take over this meeting. Won't you come and take over this meeting? Won't you come and take over this meeting? We create a place for you here. We invite you. Come, Lord Jesus. You're honored here. You're worshipped here. You are loved here. You are adored here. We're so hungry to encounter your reality. Come, Holy Spirit. Let the waves of glory wash over us. Waves of glory wash over this place. Let every heart be touched. Lift us. Your presence. Lift us. presence, glory, Shekinah, glory. The cloud of glory. Let the Shekinah cloud come. Tangibly tonight, that we are covered by your glory. Cover us. Just cover us, Lord. Just cover us, Lord, tonight. Lord. Face-to-face encounter with you. It's all we live for. It's a face-to-face encounter with you. We step a little closer. We step a little closer. We step a little closer. I hear you calling, step a little closer. I hear you calling, step a little closer. I hear you calling, step a little closer. Step a little closer. Look me in the eyes, step a little closer. Calling, step a little closer. Just step a little closer. Ourselves in your presence. Abandon ourselves in your presence. We just fall into you. We fall into you, Jesus. We fall into you. We desire to experience your depths. The depths of your love. We fall into you. Step a little closer, we fall into you. We step a little closer, we fall into you. Heart-to-heart connection, heart-to-heart connection. Oh, heart-to-heart connection. Heart-to-heart connection, heart-to-heart connection. Step a little closer. We're not afraid. We fall into you. A heart-to-heart connection with you. Breathe. As you breathe over us, we experience the intensity of your passion,
Face to
face-to-face encounters with you. To see your face, to see your eyes. Lord, we love you. We love you, Jesus. And these are not just words, Lord. We love you, Jesus. We adore you, Jesus. Jesus. We love you, Jesus. We love you, Jesus. heaven is so real. And if you really think about it, it is so near. It's on the inside of us. He is on the inside of us. He is a personal God. He's not just a God of multitudes, but he's a personal God. And he is near. Nearer than you think. He's not even breath away. He's up close and personal. He's under your skin. Lives in your heart. Jesus. Jesus. Oh, that we would just focus on the life on the inside. Life on the inside. You're so close. Heaven is so near. Heaven is so near. It's under my skin. It's in my heart. I ask that heaven that is on the inside would begin to come on the outside. The presence that is on the inside would begin to come on the outside. What is inside would begin to come on the outside. It would begin to manifest out of us. The very atmosphere of heaven that we feel on the inside would begin to come on the outside. And that intimacy that we have cultivated on the inside would begin to come on the outside. And that love would begin to touch everything around us. See, everything that is on the inside of you, you could have that. We could have that. Everything that is on the inside of us. Very heaven that God has placed inside of us. We could have that. We could manifest that in our daily life. This is what it means to walk with God. It's not just feeling God on Sundays. It's feeling God everywhere you go. Feeling his tangible glory everywhere you go. And as we have cultivated his presence in our life, we can share that presence with other people as we come in contact with them. This place, the very things that you are feeling right now, you could release that on the inside, on the outside of you. This place could just explode with the glory of God. If we would just become aware of what we have, aware of the power of God within us, aware of the fact how real He is on the inside of us. What you're aware of, you could manifest. Lord Jesus, release a revelation. Revelation in this house. Revelation in this house. Revelation in this house of who you are and who we are in you. Give us a revelation of who we are in you. It's because we don't know. We don't access. We don't release. Give us a revelation of who we are. Spirit of revelation, come to us. Would not have to wait for the ministry team to begin to release the presence of God, but everyone that comes would begin to release the atmosphere of heaven. And as we corporately connect in prayer, heaven would be so real in this place. Heaven would be so real in this place. It would be tangible. It would be visible. Blessings in our life that we may begin to access them, begin to be activated in them, begin to just tap into them, and we begin to live out of them, begin to walk out of them, begin to do life out of the spiritual blessings that you have released in our lives. Lord, my prayer that you would just open our eyes to see what we have been given, to see that inheritance that you have laid up for us, you have set aside for us, and you give us so freely, that you have given us so freely, that we would walk in the fullness of God. We would walk in the fullness that you have predestined for us. releasing revelation. We're in the need of 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 revelation. Release the revelation tonight. Of your will. We're stepping into your light. We're stepping into your light. We see light. Of revelation of your heart for us. So high. You have raised us up so high. We are seated with you in the heavenly places. There's a joint seating with you, Lord. You have raised us up so high. From a dark place of brokenness and shame, you raise us up to sit with you in the heavenly places. You give us your very life to live. You offer us the very life you have. We say yes to you. We want your fullness. We want the life you offer us, a life of abundance. A life of abundance in you. Lord, you said that the earth will be filled with the knowledge of your glory as the waters cover the sea. Lord, we ask, start with us. Start with us. The knowledge of your glory will cover this earth. It will cover the earth. Start with us. Start with our families. Start with our homes. Cover us with your glory. Release the knowledge of your glory as the waters cover the sea. The knowledge of your glory in our homes. The knowledge of your glory in our families. In the hearts of our children. Release the knowledge of your glory. Release the knowledge of your glory into the hearts of our children. As the waters cover the sea. Lord, I know you have not given up on this generation. I know that in your plan, you plan to cover this earth with your glory. You plan to reveal yourself. You plan to open yourself up. You plan to display yourself in all your glory and all your power and all your love and all your goodness. It's just the beginning. It's just the beginning. It's just the beginning. You're coming to reveal yourself. You're coming to display yourself as a real God that will shame other gods. You're coming in power. You're coming in power. You're coming in power. And this earth will shake and it will tremble because you're coming in power. Because you're coming in glory, this earth will shake and it will tremble because you're coming with power. You're coming with glory, coming to show yourself. You're coming to introduce yourself once again. Oh, and once again to this generation. To this generation. We're just prophesying the very things that you have said. Your word. It assures us that you're coming. And this is just the beginning of the beginnings. And we know the end of the story. We know the end of the story. We know that this earth will be transformed. This earth will be filled with your glory. We know that your kingdom will advance. It will take over this earth. Your kingdom will grow and take over this earth. And you are not disturbed with everything that's happening because you know that your kingdom is growing and your kingdom is going to take over this world. And this earth will be transformed and it will be glorious. We know the end of the story and we have nothing to be afraid. We know the end of the story. Christ Jesus. Christ Jesus is the victorious one. And he's coming to take over this earth. He's the rightful owner of this earth. Coming to take over. It's coming to take over. Lord, once again, we're just decreeing your truth into the atmosphere. We're saying that your kingdom will overcome. We're saying that your church will overcome. What we're faced with daily, we are overcomers. We will win, we will fight, and we will conquer. This is a time when you're raising your sons in the earth. A people that will stand out. A people that will be your representation of the earth. A voice of truth. Suddenly you will just show up and surprise this earth. with the greatest move the earth has ever seen. It seems like all hope is lost, Lord. Suddenly you will surprise us with the greatest move the earth has ever seen. Through your sons, you will come. You will shame the darkness. Through your sons, God, you will shame the darkness. Through your sons. Through your sons and daughters, you will shame the darkness. We're just making a decree. We're just prophesying the greatest move of God that the earth has never seen. It's coming. It's coming. It's coming. It's coming. You have not given up on us, Lord. All your thoughts are about us. All your thoughts are about us. About the mankind. You have always had good intentions for us. Plans to prosper us. Plans to give us future so we can be confident in you, Lord. You are so good. Children of light. Children of light. Yes, you may be hidden for a moment, but you are a child of God. You are a child of love. And God is getting ready to come through you. You're a child of light. God is getting ready to come through you. Maybe you're in the hiding right now. Maybe you're concealed right now. But you're the child of light, and God is getting ready to come through you. Are you ready? Have you prepared yourself? Are you ready? Are you ready for God to come through you? Are you ready for Jesus to use you as a door? As a door in the earth? Are you ready for Jesus to use you as a gateway into the earth? Ready? Have you been putting time into His presence, into His Word? Have you made yourself ready? Can Jesus come through you? Can He use you as a door? Not once, but daily. Can He come through you frequently and be not ashamed to come through you on a daily basis? Are you the door that Jesus could access? Are you that gateway? Are you the heaven on earth? Jesus is looking for doors in the earth that He can come through you, that He can come through us. Lord, we want to be that gateway in the earth, a gateway of heaven and the earth, that you would not be ashamed to come through us and use us even daily. Come through us. Change the atmosphere through us. Change the culture through us. Change cities through us. You know, we don't need much. Just few people. And if Jesus could access the earth through us, a city could be changed. That city could be changed. All we need is two people that are gateways of heaven. Jesus could come through them and change the whole city. But have we aligned our will with the will of God in our life? Have we went after the Lord? Or have we been preoccupied with our life? Lord, make us heaven-minded. But we would take our eyes off of the life that we have. We would set our eyes upon you. Set our eyes upon the life that you have for us. That secret life that is hidden in you. That we would really begin to step into our identity. We begin to step into our identity and move in our function. We need to walk in our identity. Function. Come through us, Jesus. We are that door for you in the earth. We are a place where heaven touches the earth. Have you allowed heaven to touch the earth through your life? You know, heaven is searching. It's searching for individuals. It's searching for families. It's searching for homes where heaven can touch down. The heaven is searching for individuals, for families, for homes where heaven can come and invade, can come and manifest its glory, its power, its atmosphere, because heaven has an agenda to change the culture, to change the communities. Heaven has an agenda to take over this world. And what have we been doing? We've been too preoccupied with our own lives, but we forgot that Jesus has an agenda. We forgot that Jesus has an agenda to take possession of this world. And there's so many lives that still need to be saved. And there's still so many people that are dying. Still so many people that are just going to hell. Heaven has an agenda. Lord, help us to co-labor with you, with your kingdom. That we would not stand on the side, that we would be in the very center of your move, in the very center of what you are doing. That we would value your kingdom more than anything in this world. And we would be willing to lay aside everything just so that we can partake in what you have for us. Partake in your kingdom.
bring heaven perspective into our hearts, into our lives. Everything we do out of that perspective. Wholeheartedly, without questions, without any self-gain, without any demand of reward, with just love, and we just allow the will of God to take over his life. May will prosper in us, just like the will of the Father prospered in you. I just pray that the things that you value the most, we would begin to value them the most. Lesser pleasures of this world. We just pour out our life on you. Pour out our life on the things that matter to you the most. That's the desire of our heart, Jesus. That when you would look at us, you would be pleased that there is a group of people that went after you all the way.